Gee, I couldn't believe I had HIV. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't do anything for a long time. I was very depressed. I was worried that my wife and little son would have to survive without me. My health became a full-time job. I went through some bad side effects, but the treatment was successful at end. I'm much healthier now. While I was in hospital, people were asking my wife about me. People knew that something was wrong. They could see that I was very thin. I was ashamed and sad for putting my wife in this situation. I thought about killing myself to stop our shame. Waiting for my wife's and son's test results was terrible. I would never wish this moment on anyone. Unfortunately, my wife was also found HIV positive. But thankfully, our son was negative without HIV. We went to pray for his health. My wife was always healthier than me. She has a virus, but she still has not started treatment. I think I made a mistake by telling some people about our situation. Even after telling them that our son did not have HIV, I noticed that some of his friends stopped coming to our place. In a small city, before you know it, it's common knowledge. Once he asked me why some children were avoiding him, I started crying and went to another room. I couldn't face him. He's too young to understand. Eventually, I found support outside our city. I was listening to our community radio when I heard about a service provided in my language. I called this service. They put me in touch with the AIDS Council. I was able to find out about my rights and learn more about HIV. They were able to send me some information in my language in a very discreet package. I have not told my parents about our situation. They live back home, and I went there 2 years ago on a holiday. I did tell one of my sisters. She was so upset, but she understands. Now we send emails to each other to keep in contact. I've learned to be more careful about telling people about our situation. I've learned to test people first by listening to their opinions about the HIV problem in our country. I blame only myself for my wife's fate. I'm eternally grateful that she stood by me and forgave me. What keeps both of us going is our love for each other and our love for our son. We've learned to take life as it comes, day by day, without worrying too much about the future. Nobody knows about the future. We are all in the same boat. We only wish the best for our son.